Let the church say amen. Well, family, we're here to honor a great woman of God, Mary Jane. And I want to speak this on behalf of Apostle Thompson. I've been with him a long time, and he pastored Mary for a long time, Henry, long time, and just good people. I can't say enough about Mary because she reminds me of another Mary. This particular Mary had a sister named Martha, and they were invited. They invited Jesus to the home. Some of you Bible students remember this story. And Martha began to complain. She said, Lord, she said, won't you bid my sister come and help me? Mary was serving Jesus, you see. And Jesus said, Mary showed the good part because she sat at his feet and listened to his word. That reminds me of Mary, Sis Mary. She would come all the time. I got to know her very well over the years. And she was quiet, but I don't know if she was quiet all the time. Henry could tell you that, 62 years of marriage. I'm sure she riled up sometime. Yeah, if you've been married any time, you all know what I'm talking about. But thank God for good wives, good mothers, good grandmothers, good church members. All that was what Mary was. But I just want to speak on behalf of Apostle. I know he wished he could have been here. This is his family also. Mary, two brothers, Alvin and Walter, grandchildren, children, three daughters and son. I'm just trying to greet everybody on behalf of Apostle. So I don't leave nobody out. I know a lot of friends. I saw an auntie, and it takes all this to make a family. But I want to tell you, it's not over yet. And here's the good part the Lord told me to tell you. She's not dead. Well, a body is sitting before us, but I'm not talking about the house she live in. I'm talking about the real Sis Mary. The part that Jesus saved years ago. I thought she got baptized at an early age, but I'm here to tell you that she made no mistake sitting at the feet of Jesus for all these years, listening to his word. And she knew her divine rights. She knew how to live before God. And she knew how to be a wife. See, that's kind of rare these days. A lot of young women don't know how to be a wife. Don't know how to submit properly to their husband like they should. And it made the marriage kind of rough sometimes. And some men don't know how to treat a good wife. Take care of her. They tell me if you want your wife to treat you like a king, you treat her like a queen. But I know Henry took good care of Mary. I know she didn't like nothing. And I know she's not lacking nothing right now. Because like I heard Brother Larry say, absent from the body is present with the Lord. I'm not going to be long, but I want to show you something. I made a statement, but I got to prove. You got to prove your point. You said something, you got to prove it. I said, Christians never die. I said, Mary didn't die. And my point is, Christians never die. We said, yeah, why we got coughing and stuff? Christian, when we say Christian, we're talking about the born again part of you. The spirit person. The recreated being that God breathed as a breath of life into man never dies. Your spirit is an eternal being. The moment you got born again, God made you eternal. And I'm going to prove it by scripture. I don't like to say anything because I was trained well by my apostle. Always prove it by the scripture. See, if you're going to argue your kids, always argue it with the word of God. And friend, I'm telling you, this is not a sad moment. This is a great moment in the eyes of God. But if you're looking in the eyes of the natural, it might be sad. But in the eyes of the spirit, it's the rejoicing moment because you're with the Lord forevermore. Never to die again. Isn't that good news? That somebody just smile a little bit if you're with me. Amen. He said, we're smiling, Reverend, but I can't, we got these masks on here and I can't see your face. But I'm trying to tell you that this is a rejoicing moment. Christian never dies. I said, if you have a Bible, or if you're familiar with the scripture, John 19 and 30, maybe they might be able to put it on the board. Jesus made a statement in John 19 and 30. The Bible said, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he was on the cross. This one of his last words, he said, it is finished. Now, what do you mean it's finished? He's saying redemption is finished. Paid in full. When Jesus died on the cross, everything for the believer was paid in full. He took care of life and he took care of death. Everybody say paid in full. That's what Jesus did. He paid everything in full. And he bowed his head, the Bible said, and gave up the ghost. Now, I want you to pay attention to what it didn't say. It didn't say he bowed his head and died. No, it didn't say that. It said he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Now, where do you think his spirit went? I want to say his spirit went back to God. He put, and I can prove that. If you go with me to Luke, I got a scripture in Luke you need to see. Luke 24 and 25. See, I got to prove this thing because we need to know that we're not burying Mary. We're burying the house you live in. Yeah. Amen. And I need you to understand that. Yep. Yep. Yeah, we take care of our bodies, but not, that's not the real us. The real us is what we can't see. The real us is on the inside. We call it the human spirit. It's the part that Jesus bought. You see it? You say you're bought with a price. You see it? Glorify God in your body. They say it ain't in your spirit, which are God. But we've been bought. And then in this, God brought our spirit back from the devil. So we were born again. What I said now, Luke 24 and 25. I got to get my scriptures right. I got it in my notes. Luke 23 and 46. I'm sorry. Go to 23 and 46. Are y'all with me? Yeah. Oh, I'm preaching by myself. See, I don't want to preach by myself. Give me a minute. And 46. I know it's on the board, but I got to get it in my Bible. You get them new Bibles, the page gets stuck together. Y'all preachers know what I'm talking about. And that would just happen just now. The pages get stuck together. 46. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, look what he said. He said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. So where did his spirit go? Into the Father's hand. And look what he did. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. You see, Luke gives us a better seeing of what happened on the cross here. He said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. So here's my point. Christians never die. Amen. The moment they bow their head into God's hand, they commend the spirit. Some time ago, Mary bowed her head and she commended her spirit unto God. And that was a glorious time. One writer said, the angels have an escort. It's a heaven escort group of angels. They're assigned to escort Christians when they die to heaven. And he said the reason the angels are assigned because demonic spirits tried to prevent their ascension into heaven. So these angelic beings, they give them a private escort, untouched by any force, any power of darkness. And Mary made a safe landing into with a home going in the presence of the Father. Boy, isn't that good news? I feel better already. I don't know about you. It's good to know that my loved one that going home are in the presence of the God, presence of God, and they never died. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling the whole truth. Nothing but the truth, so help me God. Amen. Now, here's the next point I want you to see. That the Christian never dies. Turn with me to John 11 and 25. See, I'm proving my point here. I just need to bear with me for a few minutes. I won't be long. John 11 and 25. Everybody familiar with the story about Lazarus? But Lazarus was a preview. Yeah, you ever watch a movie on TV? It's not the real movie, but it lets you watch the preview. That's what Jesus did. Jesus was a master teacher, and he always gave us preview of heaven, of things to come. They had not transpired yet because Jesus hadn't been glorified. Jesus hadn't resurrected from the grave, but he showed them what was about to come. And there's something that was about to come, and Jesus had to demonstrate it to Lazarus. You see, Lazarus died, and his sister sent for him, but Jesus waited on purpose. He waited on purpose because God has a special lesson or assignment for him that he wanted to teach the people, trying to get something over to us even after his ascension. See, the Bible is for us, our instruction, not to go to heaven, but to help us with this race until we get to heaven. We go to heaven because we're born again. But we need some instruction to get to born again to keep our peace going. You know, Satan want to interrupt our peace and our joy. But I can tell you, we can have joy and peace right in the midst of this when you understand spiritual things. But if you're living in the natural, what the natural? It's living in your own understanding, living in what we call the flesh, not understanding spiritual things, yeah, you're going to be sad. Yeah, you're going to grieve. See, the Bible didn't say not to grieve, but it said don't grieve with one without hope. Don't grieve with one that don't have any truth in them. See, we're walking in truth because we're born again. That's why you got to become students of the Word of God. Amen. I challenge everybody that's here that if you're not a student of the Word of God, become a student of the Word of God. Amen. Where I say I was going? No, I didn't say where I was going. But I'm still proving something here. I want you to go with me to John 11 and 25. I did say John 11 and 25. Look what he said. Jesus said unto her, no, they ain't the one I want. That's another scripture I'm looking for. I'm looking for the scripture when the disciples, when he told them something about Jesus, but he was, I got it now. I got it. You see, preacher, you need some help. You can't find no scripture. Yeah, that's why we got him on the board. Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, look at that 14th verse. Let's start at 12th verse. No? Let's go up a little higher. Yeah, look at that 11th verse. Go to the 11th verse with me. And in this 11th verse, I'm proving, what point I'm proving? Christians never die. Christians never die. All right? This story of Lazarus was a preview. These things said he, after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth. See, Jesus always spoke in revelation. He was always ahead of the disciples. The disciples were always a little behind. They were a little slow. And Jesus would try to bring him up to where he was, bring him up to his understanding. He called him Lazarus sleeping. He knew Lazarus was dead, but he said, Lazarus sleeping. But he couldn't, he's trying to speak heaven language. Yeah. Sleeping is heaven language. Yeah. Dead is earth language. And sometimes we don't understand sleeping. And so he got to revert and lower his conversation to human level. He said he's sleeping. I go that I may awaken while asleep. And then said the disciples, because they didn't understand, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. They didn't understand. Lord, if he sleep, let him sleep. Why you won't wake him up if he's sleeping? But that's a hard thing. Somebody wake up out of good sleep, ain't it? Yeah. But he wasn't this kind of sleep. He was in our term, he was dead. But Jesus trying to help him. That 13th verse there, howbeit Jesus spake of his death. But they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus dead. You see, Jesus had to revert to human levels. He had to tell them Lazarus was dead, but he knew that Lazarus was only sleeping. And see, and that's the preview. See, we look at it, we can say, well, Mary's dead. But no, Jesus said she's sleeping. You see it? So our mother, my wife, my grandmother, in heaven term, she's sleeping. Yes, sir. And I can understand that spiritually. She's sleeping. You see it? So once you get eternal life, your spirit lives forever. Yeah. What did I say? Once you get eternal life, your spirit lives forever. Now I'm going to prove that. I'm going to prove that because it need be approved. And you know, I'm almost finished. See, something that eternal life begin when one died. Eternal life doesn't begin when a person dies. You see it? Eternal life begins the day we are born again. Jesus said in 2 Corinthians 4 and 16, he said, four and sixteen said, although our outward man perish, our inward man is renewed day by day. That means the inward man lives on forever. Our body get broken down sometimes, and sometimes it needs some help. But the inward man keep growing stronger and stronger. That the eternal being that we have from God. Yes, sir. Yeah, and Apostle Paul talks about a few things about sleeping. Apostle Paul referred to dead as sleep over in 1 Corinthians 15 and 17. I'm going to go that quickly. 1 Corinthians 15 and 17. Look what it said. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. You are yet in your sin. Then they also which are fallen, there's that word again. They also which are fallen, he called it asleep, you see it? Are fallen asleep in Christ or perish. You see it? He called death falling asleep. I got another one over in 1 Thessalonians 4:13. I'm proving my point. I'm proving my point that Christians sleep. And when somebody's sleeping, you can wake them up. And here, that great day is coming. That great day that we call it the waking up day. When Jesus come back. And guess who's going to rise first? The Bible says the dead in Christ. Or them that sleep in Christ. Going to rise first. Well, look at that. That's 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians 4, beginning at verse 13. Look what it says here. Apostle Paul had insight. Insight means I can see what others don't see. Christians should have insight where they can see what others don't see. Amen. I'm so glad we see this morning. Amen. We see what others don't see. That's why when we go to the graveyard, the cemetery, We're not gonna grieve as one without hope, because we know she's only sleeping. Mary is only sleeping. Yeah, it seems impossible to understand the natural, but in the spirit, we know better in the spirit. Look what Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 4, beginning at verse 13. He said, you can't find Thessalonians in Timothy. You see, look, I didn't use to wear glasses. But what they did, they gave me these bifocals. Anybody wear bifocals? Bifocals mess you up, man. I'm almost done. Just bear with me a little bit. See, I'm with you, Reverend. Yeah, is it one person say that? Okay, 4:13. I better read that off the board, huh? I'm trying to help us a little bit. The Bible says laughter is medicine. You know that? It's medicine. You say we laugh with you or at you? But I know the truth, though. I know what I'm saying is true. I know what I'm saying is true. God know what I'm saying is true. Heaven know what I'm saying is true. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are, hear that word again. What that word is? Asleep. See, I didn't prove that enough for you to believe it now. Concerning which are asleep, that sorrow not as others would have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep, that word again, in Jesus will God bring with him. And this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Thank God for the scripture. For the Lord himself, see, the Lord not sending an angel right here. He's sending an angel to escort the body of Christ into heaven when they go home to be with them. But he's not sending an angel when he come back to gather the church together. But the Lord himself shall descend. Jesus himself coming back to get us. Will you be ready? Shall descend from heaven with a shout. Now, I wish I had time to, because I'll talk about the story with Lazarus. When Jesus called Lazarus, the Bible says he hollered with a loud voice, Lazarus! Lazarus. And I'm going to tell you something. This shout here, I believe when he shout, everybody's name going to be called individually. I don't know how heaven does things, but I believe everybody's going to hear their own name personally. You know why? Because God is a personal God. God didn't call us into a group. God called us one by one. God called Hendry in particular. God called Ronald in particular. God called everybody in particular. One day you got that call. One day you made Jesus Christ your personal Savior. That was a personal thing. God is a personal God. God wasn't an Old Testament God when he saved us. He saved us as a New Testament God. He didn't save us by the law, but he saved us by truth and grace. He saved us by the blood of Jesus Christ. He saved us by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank God we're saved. Thank God we have a covenant with God. Thank God we have a home to go to when this is over with. Thank God that we have a Savior that loves us even when we make mistakes. God forgives us for all of our sin and all of our iniquity. I'm so glad. I prayed with a man once on his deathbed. My own brother. He laying in the bed. And I know he's trying to get his heart ready to go home. This just happened a few months ago. And the moment my knees prayed, his eyes closed. He couldn't hardly do too much. But the Lord told me, He said, go. Anointed with oil. I knew it was first, I knew it was James 5:14-15 said about the elders of the church taking some oil and anointing him in the name of the Lord. But I called home, I said, honey, I said, give me some oil ready. I'm going to see my brother. So I got the oil, I go to his house, and his daughter was in the room. Just let me tell the story right quick. I ain't gonna be long.
Go ahead, take your time.
The daughter was in the room. And she gave me lead way to go in, just me and my brother. And I got on my knees, beginning to pray. And I must have preached for 30 minutes, stirring up this faith on the inside of him. See, he had to get some things straight with the Lord. So I went to stir up his faith. And then when I got to preaching, I said, I read James 5:14. If any sick among you, let him call for the elder church, anointed with oil in the name of the Lord. And then when I got to point, if you have any committed any sin, that's why I got through the trip. They shall be forgiven him. And I screamed out to them. I said, all your sins forgiven. Who? When I said that, the room lit up. Peace came to his heart. And he opened his eyes and looked at me. Next few hours later, he went home and be with the Lord. But that's the kind of God we got. He forgiven all of our iniquities. He healed all of our diseases. We serve a good and merciful God. He said, we don't want anybody to perish.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why I witness as much as I can, telling people about Jesus, because I don't want nobody to go to hell. There is a hell to show them. See, sometimes we don't tell people enough about hell. Sometimes they think it's some fantasy, but there's the real hell, just like there's the real heaven. I got one more to prove, and then I'm not finished, but I'm quitting, okay? I'm going to go to Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians 5:8. We're going to know that this scripture here is going to give us the understanding that absent from this body is present with the Lord. Mary's not going to be present. You see, we got to understand that. She is present. The moment her spirit left her body, the angel of God escorted her into the bosom of Jesus. I believe that. Do you believe that, church? 2 Corinthians 5, and I'm going to start at verse 8. I'm not reading the whole thing. This has been preached too much. Everybody can almost quote these scriptures. But the 8th verse said, we are confident and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. You see it? He said, we are confident rather and willing to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. You see, Apostle Paul wrestled over in Philippians about getting ready to go home. He said, I have desire to depart and be with who? Be with Christ. He says something else, which is far better. Everybody say far better. You see, it might not seem far better, but if you can talk to Mary right now, she said, oh, Charlie, it's far better. It's far better. But he said, it's more needful for me to stay here because I got a few more people to help. I got a few more churches I need to minister to. I got a few more things I need to do. So, family, before I take my seat, I just want to say this. When I was praying, I said, Lord, I want to preach with my apostle anointing because this family deserves to have his anointing with them. And for a second, I had a preacher come upon me. I just resisted it. I never preached in my life. When I say preach, you know what the kind of preaching, you know what I'm talking about. And I felt it come up. But I said, no, that's not me. That's not me. That's not kind of way I preach. But it wanted to come up. I didn't let it go because it wasn't me. But I want you to know that apostle spirit, like Paul said, he said, my spirit is present with you. His spirit is present with us. You see it? That's the way God does. He's a shepherd. the Spirit, some kind of way, he make the Spirit present with his people, his family. So family, I'm not going to go any further, but I think I've said enough to prove my point. That we're not going to put Mary in that cold grave. But we're putting a body that she lived in. And we thank God for the many years that she gave Mary. I heard the young girl say my favorite scripture, Psalm 91:16, with long life will I satisfy thee and show thee my salvation. She gave Henry a good 62 years of marriage. I know he got memories he's going to cherish forever. And I know the grandchildren got memories. The children got memories they're going to cherish. And sure you're going to weep. Sure you're going to cry. But now you know the truth. I'm not saying you didn't know the truth before, but I prove it by scriptures upon scripture that Christians never die. Yeah, they may go to sleep, but God always got an answer for us. God got an answer for death, and he answered death with eternal life. Thanks be unto God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, and he took the sting from the grave. Distinct from death and victory from the grave. Family, I didn't want to preach to make you happy, but I wanted to preach to so you can understand. We've been happy long enough. We didn't shout long enough and don't know what we shouted about. But when instruction comes, you can leave with the peace and the wisdom of God, knowing the truth. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? Shall make you free. So family, I'm about to take my seat, but I love you, and I want to thank God for you. And at this moment, if you got any visitors to ministers, I'd like you to stay on your feet. I want to just acknowledge you, let the family know that you came to share with them. If any minister here visiting with this family, just stand on your feet. Any minister. Praise God. Yeah, we thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. And the apostle, thank you for coming. This family, thank you for coming. Amen. Amen. Well, at this time, I like the funeral director begin to make their way this way.